It's Monday, January 10th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Analysis of the jobs data and trends in the world of work, the CTO's priorities, and Europol to delete data and the trend it reveals. This is the Business of Tech. There's more parsing of the jobs data released last week. A Washington Post analysis piece digs into the 2021 labor market data, which at first glance would be the best year in labor market history, with 6.4 million new jobs and an hourly rise of wages of $1.46. Those top-line numbers are misleading. Take the new jobs data, representing only a 4.5% increase in the workforce, making it the 11th best year since record-keeping began in 1939. Or the hourly raise data shows workers having lost ground when accounting for inflation. Automation is highlighted as a labor solution in that article and in analysis by Axios, which looks at retail using cashierless checkouts. Tech solutions like Amazon's cashierless Go offerings and ones by startups like Standard Cognition are being installed. Or another examination of the tightness of the labor market by Axios leads to withdrawal of stimulus from the Fed. With unemployment down to 3.9% and continued raising of wages, there's an expectation of changes to Federal Reserve policy, potentially impacting the economy with the removal of so-called cheap money. How has the job market been reshaped? The most recent Ladder's quarterly remote work report, based on data on remote working opportunities from 50,000 companies, found that 18% of all professional jobs are now remote, including nearly 156,000 roles paying $100,000 or more. Ladder's found that developers, software engineers, and professionals in highly technical fields are seeing the most remote work opportunities, as are roles that emphasize organizational skills. And those figures from the U.S. Labor Department show that workers quit in record numbers in November 2021, with 4.5 million leaving their employers. And that's November, when the typical time for resignations is the beginning of a new year. Now, why do we care? I included the stories about automation because I immediately thought of those providers who deliver retail and how technology is changing that space so quickly. This is an e-commerce story for sure, and too many providers are missing the story about helping their customers grow using technology versus just keeping the tech alive. The more prominent theme, the value of keeping your existing team and investing in them due to the power shift. Don't bet on the shift back anytime soon, particularly around workers forced into the office. Because even if I'm wrong here, the safer bet for employers and managers is to plan for the more challenging terrain and be delightfully surprised if it's easier to navigate. The role of the CTO is continuing to increase. A recent survey of 5,000 CTOs and CIOs by the IBM Institute for Business Value stated that, quote, the CTO has become one of the most strategic roles within an organization. Top CTO responsibilities cited in the survey include C-suite and board advisory at 88%, software development lifecycle at 72%, cybersecurity at 69%, innovation strategy at 61%, and business continuity at 59%. CTOs also add data to their list of significant responsibilities. 79% of CTO respondents report a leadership role in their organization's data strategy, and 70% state that their colleagues look to them for data governance and stewardship. Why do we care? The value of the CTO is where smart money is. C-suite and board advisory translates to owner advisory services within the SMB. The stack rank of priorities shouldn't look different, just the scale in particulars. This should be the roadmap of services, which is why we care. Customers are telling us what they want. On Friday, I reported on Germany considering entirely doing away with data retention. More out of Europe on that topic, quoting from The Record. Today, Europol, the law enforcement agency of the EU, has been ordered to delete its massive database of information on EU citizens that it collected in recent years if the agency did not link subjects to to any ongoing criminal activity. The decision was announced today by the European Data Protection Supervisor, an EU independent supervisory authority whose primary objective is to monitor and ensure that European institutions and bodies respect the right to privacy and data protection. The EDPS said that Europol has 1 year to comply with its decision, during which time the law enforcement agency must filter its database and delete any information on EU citizens that are not part of criminal investigations. Europol will be allowed to process personal information as part of investigations, but the data on those not linked to crimes must be erased after 6 months. Why do we care? This is another step towards a don't retain if you don't need it model. The story from Friday was a theoretical version, and this is a specific actual implementation. Data retention techniques and strategies are changing and certainly much faster in Europe. There's a cybersecurity upside here too, with a lot fewer data to be extorted for. In my mind, savvy providers will be looking at data management offerings that deliver this far before the regulations require them to. And I believe customers will reward that. And it has the upside of denying criminals data to hold for ransom. As an MSP managing the security of multiple clients, ensuring you can quickly and efficiently respond to security incidents across your customers is critical to reducing the severity and consequences. Trend Micro's SOC as a service solution, tailored for MSPs, not only augments your existing team with security expertise, but also proactively hunts for threats and indicators of attack across your entire customer base. We call this multi-tenant detection and response. Learn more and get the MSP's SOC as a Service playbook using the link in the show notes or visit trendmicro.com/MSP. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.